Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Always great to check in with Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth here on Elizabeth. Here we are. It's a Thursday again and kind of wonky weather.
Yes. Who knows what you're going to get. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, before we get to anything, Before we get to our progress report or all the great stuff coming up, how did it go last night at job site?
Oh, it was fantastic. Our beer and cheese tasting in support of the United Way last night was amazing. We sold out. We had about 60 people there. Not all the tally is in yet. But it's about $1,500 we raised
awesome.
For United Way.
That's great.
Yeah, it was really great. So Liz Payne from the Milky Way supported us with supplying us with all the cheese tastings, and then we paired it with brews from Job Site Brewing, which was all donated. It was really, really fun. It was actually an educational night because they both talked about the brewing process, which is interesting for some people, and where the cheese came from, and really, really fun. It was great.
I'm so glad it was such a nice night last night at Job Site.
Awesome.
And another great fundraiser for United Way Perth Huron. We're going to speak about more fundraisers coming up, but let's get a progress report, Liz.
Yes, we are at 83% of our goal. Yes, amazing. So we have raised $1,892,000. So just shy of our goal, but we've got another month left. So we're pretty confident we'll reach it. But you know, the last 20% is always the toughest, right? It takes a village to raise a village, but it also takes a village to save a village. So only together can we solve unignorable issues in our community, like poverty, hunger, homelessness, domestic violence, social isolation, etc. These are all the projects and the services that United Way supports here in Stratford. Yeah,
that's
and
awesome.
I do want to give a shout out to Beauchart Industries. This is a business in Milverton, and yesterday they had a really great employee event. So they hired Ken's French fry truck to come up for lunch.
Nice.
And everybody came and lined up on their lunch hour, and they gave a donation to the United Way in order to get some poutine or French fries. And they all came out. It was really fun to be there. So shout out to Melanie there running that event for Beauchart Industries in Milverton.
And there's an example where you can get creative with fundraising ideas for United Way Perth Huron. There's
That's
a great
right.
example right there.
That's right. It's team building for your staff, right? Add some motivation. It's sort of a gift for them. And usually the company kind of tops up the donation at the end just to make whatever goal that they have set. But it was fun, and it's fun for the staff.
And speaking of a fun time, we've got Coldest Night of the Year is just over a week away.
That's right. Yes, February 25th. And I just checked this morning, and we have 55 teams signed up. Last year we had 60, so we are well on our way to meeting what we did last year.
Great.
We 273 people are going to walk as of today anyways. So we're trying to raise $185,000 in Stratford, and all of that funds goes to the Stratford Connection Center and Stratford Perth Shelter Link. And Jamie,
yes,
we have some fun names.
Oh, we got more teams. Well, we got more teams on.
We got more teams. Yeah. So we have some awesome ones. So I'm going to share them with you. We have Goodwill Up to Snow Good.
I like that one.
Yes, the Walkin' Rockin' Rotoractors, Cold Hands, Cold Hearts, and Cooper Standards signed up as well, a team, Cooper Standard Wanderers.
Nice, excellent.
Walking on a Prayer. And this one's by Beth Beach. I really like it. It's just called Home Run.
Home Run.
Yeah, so home and running. It's awesome.
Very
awesome.
Good. So have some fun. Get a team together. And if you're not participating for whatever reason, sponsor someone who is.
That's right. And we do have some in-kind sponsors I'd just like to shout out. So Soup Surreal is going to be providing soup afterwards. Hot chocolates provided by Black Angus Restaurant, or Black Angus Catering, I should say. They're brand new. Coffee by McDonald's will be served as well. And we've got some wood donated for our fire pit by Tim's Tree Care. And Georgian Bay Fire and Safety has donated the use of a fire extinguisher. So shout out to those guys. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. So again, be a part of Coldest Night of the Year. It is coming up Saturday, February 25th. CNOY.org is the website.
Right.
And we have a very special event coming up in March now. Big wrap-up.
Our wrap-up. We are starting to plan our wrap-up on Thursday, March the 30th. So tickets are available for this. It's called our Spirit of Community Celebration. And it's our thanks to you, our donors, our supporters, who have donated to us this year, and we are going to give out awards. We're going to share some impact in the community that we have to share with you. So it's at the Arden Park Hotel, and it's $55, or you can get a table of eight. And we're doing it the old-fashioned way, Jamie. We're selling like paper tickets where you walk in to our offices at 32 Erie Street, and you can buy a ticket there for our Spirit of Community celebration.
Oh, that sounds great. And again, we should mention, I think this has got to be the first in-person event, or at least on this scale, to wrap up the campaign in quite some time.
That's right. Yeah, for about 3 years. So we're really excited to be planning an in-person event for thanking everybody that supports us.
Lots happening. PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca is the website to make a contribution. Liz Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. Thanks, Liz.
All right, Jamie. Take care.